made it woke me up. I said, well, I don't want to go to hell. I tried all that crap. It ain't no good. Lord, I want to be, I asked the Lord to save me, and he did. And right before I asked the Lord to save me through Christ, the devil came up. He said, if you get saved, you're going to be bored. I said, I don't care. I'll just be bored. I thought he was right. I wasn't bored since that moment. And I promise you, if you don't believe it, ask the Lord. He said, continue, on March the 21st, 2022, the Lord gave me this. All who love the world system have one thing in common. They share an unconditional enmity with God. No matter how hard they attempt to hide it, it's there. Only people who believe God love God. Only people who seek the Lord through Jesus Christ with faith know God. All who love the world have enmity against God. These are facts and problems. All who love the world have enmity against God, and they will not, I underline that twice, they will not enter in the glories of the Lord, nor can they value it. They will never yield. They are opposite. They are fallen. They remain fallen, saith the Lord. They are not subject to me, nor can they be. Now that's strong. Neither can they be. They are not subject to me. The Lord is speaking first person, nor can they be. Only those who love and come to the to truth will receive salvation. All others will reject it, according to the parable of the sower. Amazing. And so, as we form the will of, if our will is not set, we need to set it in the kingdom of God, because the will can be encouraged, discouraged. We can. There are processes we can do to bless for our will to go forward. We can go forward in the things of God. Our will can become very strong, not just partially strong. So, as we go forward in Him, learning His ways and wisdom, there's no end to what we can do and accomplish. He said, the will is the sum of your faith and doubt. I'm reading it again. It forms after your choices. The will can be chosen and developed. Even after you've made poor choices, the will, if your will isn't set yet, thank God, the will can be chosen and developed, encouraged and discouraged. Purpose is in the living will, while destruction is in the worldly will, saith the Lord. Now, if a person's will is set, they chose not to budge. When I asked the Lord about the lukewarm church, I said, Lord, what's going on with the lukewarm church? He said, they won't budge. Eventually, last fall, he dealt with me heavily about the lukewarm church. And I said, what's going on with the lukewarm church? He said, they won't budge. Their will is set. Why do you think Jesus said he'll spit them out? It was his mercy that was pleading with them. He showed them their condition. He showed them their assessment and then their condition. He showed them that they were miserable. Poor, blind, and naked. They were the opposite of what God told Adam to be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue, and have dominion. And Jesus showed us that they were miserable, wretched. Wretched is the word I was trying to remember. Miserable, poor, wretched, poor, blind, and naked. That's not anything like God. Nothing evil can emanate from God. Nothing but the truth, the light, the love of God, the wisdom of God, and knowledge. The good things can come from God. Nothing evil can come from Him, period. And nothing evil has ever come from Him. When Satan and evil angels, I said, Lord, what are angels like? He said, they love beautiful things. But some people love God more. Some of them love God more than beautiful things. And some of them followed after Satan. The same reason we do. The same reason people follow Satan. The same reason the angels did. He made something look grand and glorious. Now, the will can be It can be chosen, developed, and encouraged and discouraged. That was the will that I wanted versus the one I hated. I didn't want to be like Satan, even though it was a temptation. Now, some of the things Satan made look good. I knew that's not what I ultimately want. I said, Lord, I'm tempted. Help me to deal with this. You know, even when I used to love to watch action movies. And I was watching an action movie. And Charles Bronson, I used to love to watch him. He set a trap. He, in that vigilante movie, he set a trap for the guy and knocked his teeth out with a board. And I started laughing, but the Lord, that displeased the Lord. He said, refrain from such. He doesn't like it. We like to see the bad guy get it, but that's not God's heart. And he told me personally, he said, refrain from that. I didn't just stop watching action movies. I used to like to watch them. I don't watch stuff like that anymore. I'll watch Star Wars. I'll watch war movies because it helps you to understand what freedom costs. And I am a guy of action. I love to see. My dad was a boxer. He loved boxing much more than I did. I like it. He loved it. And I even considered being a boxer before. I was boxing a friend of mine. I was throwing more punches than he was. And then I felt sorry for him. I said, you can't box and feel sorry for people. You'll get your head knocked off. I said, no, this ain't for me. I decided then I wasn't going to do that anymore. But it's a good sport. I like the sport. I like martial arts. I used to love to watch martial arts movies. But this is the thing. When it comes down to life, I love people no matter what. And when it came to setting my will, I had to draw a line in the sand on some things. In other words, I wanted my will to be set like Jesus and nothing like Satan. So I used countermeasures. I asked the Lord to help me with my will, help me choose to do things like he does and not like I would do. And I ask for always, if you're going to follow God and you have any, if you want to follow God and you have any reserving thoughts or anything that's unlike God in your desire process, talk to the Lord about it. Get understanding about it. And I did that. And any darkness will harden your heart. Some things are neither here or there. I love to watch movies. I like good movies. I like wholesome movies. I love to watch Star Wars. It reminds me of the spiritual war. But I learned not to hate people. And I know that it's just acting and I like to see people do amazing things, and they do that. I like stuff like that. But, and sometimes I read the battles of David. It's amazing what people can do. He had 600 men that could, that was Benjamin, had 600 left-hand men that could sling a stone at a hair breadth and not miss. David had a man that could throw a spear. It went through 300 men. Now that's anointing right there. That's the kind of anointing like Samson had. And then there's Samson that killed about 5,000 men in his life. So these battles were necessary because they were fighting diabolical people, giants, who had made it, angels had made it with women. And most people don't like to talk about that, but this is in our history, folks. Yesterday I was reading about the bed of King Og. It was 9 cubits long, made of iron. Made to hold a lot of weight. A cubit, an Egyptian cubit, is 22 inches, while a Hebrew cubit is about 18 inches. So if you do the math, 9 times 22 inches. That's how tall this Joker was. That's not normal. Angels, there were giants after the flood too. And the Olympians, the Titans, all these things that's in our myth, the legend, some legends were true. People don't write legends like that over a myth. People don't just make up stuff unless it was real. Not to the way that they, not to the, my name is Thurston, which means stone of Thor, which, you know, if King Og was in Canaan land, what do you think was going on in Germany and Europe and in Rome in those days? You know, you have to consider what God is doing. And God, he gave us a snapshot. He don't really want man dilly-dallying that kind of foolishness. So, but it's there. And people try to, if you try to make everything the way you want it, you'll miss something. But if you use the information that God has given you, you'll be abreast of what your enemy is capable of. And you can put, see now, the knowledge of God has increased. And people know they got authority again. So you can tell Satan to shut down his giant program. You can use your authority and stop some things from happening in this earth. But that's another story for another day. But the will can be, you can sculpture your will. And I learned this from the Lord. You can change, your will can be developed. Any part of you, I want to love God more. Jesus said that they that are forgiven much, they love much. Okay. Some people did things that I would never do when I, as a sinner. They did a lot. I never did drugs. I never got drunk. It's a lot of things I never did do. And then people get saved, and they're thoroughly devoted. And I said, well, Lord, just because I didn't do something to a certain degree, I want to love you even more than I do. And I want to love you like people that's been forgiven much. You know, if you use the Lord's strength, you can love God as much as you want. And you can become wise. I said, Lord, one time Elder Lewis said, you know, you want to be a together person. And that stuck with me. He said, you know, you want to be a together person. And I said, I do. I want to. It kind of woke me up that day. I wasn't sleepy. I'm not saying I was falling asleep, but it kind of alerted me. I want that. I want to be like Jesus. I want my life to work. I want to be successful in all that I do, just like Jesus. When I pray for people, I want them to get healed. When I preach to people, I want to be effective. When I work, I want to honor God. When I live, I want to honor God in everything I do. I didn't even think to say this way back in the 80s, but recently, a few years ago, I said, I want my whole life to be worship. Everything I do, I want it to honor God. Everything I do, I want it to honor my Savior. And see, you can develop your will into what you want. But things that distract you, like those action movies I used to love, when I didn't stop watching them, I watched them differently. And then it just kind of phased out. I didn't rejoice when the Batman got it, and you know, but I used to love to see the Proud Man lose. You know, that was a guy on Mission Impossible. He was real proud and dangerous, and they caught him in a glass box. They outsmarted him. He hated it. I laughed. I cried. You know, but, it's fun to see people go forward and not surrender to the will of the proud, to outsmart them like Rambo did. Now, one reason I like action movies, because I believe in being a warrior. But I didn't want to look at things the wrong way. I didn't want to rejoice when somebody got killed. But I do believe in standing up for what's right. Be the light of the world. Don't let Satan take advantage. If Satan do something against you, put a stop to it. Now, I'm going to close with this. The Lord, let's God have me continue. I would have had a brother 3 years older than me, but my mother fell down an escalator in Loveman's back in 1960. He would have been born in 1960. But nevertheless, he died. He was stillborn. And my daddy was out preaching. Now, I heard bits and pieces of this story all my life. I knew I had a brother. My mother named him Gene. So, but he was stillborn. And my sisters were there. And when this happened, I said, the enemy did that. And daddy was out preaching. He did this to aggravate my parents because they love God. I got ticked. I got real mad at Satan. I said, Lord, I want revenge. I really want revenge against what Satan did to my parents. I said, this is what I want you to do, because Satan was involved with killing my brother. I said, I want you to help me win as many souls as I'm supposed to win. And I want you to help me win the same amount of souls my brother should have won if he followed you. And one day I believe this, you know, I know that God hears my prayers. He always hears my prayers. Jesus said it, so that's what I said. He always, our prayers avail much. After I had prayed this, a few months went by. And I went to the radio station to make a payment, take some CDs like I do sometime. And Gary Richardson called me to his office. He showed me an Alabama map in the range of WJLD, radio station I come on. He said, Thurston, this is the range of WJLD. This is the range of WIXI. It's in Jasper. And it goes over into Mississippi. He said, before that, the Lord said, I've given you a louder voice. I said, what are you talking about, Lord? He didn't tell me. He didn't fill me in. And then Gary Richards showed me that map. He said, this is WIXI in North Jasper. I bought that station. And your radio broadcast comes on both stations. Now, this was right after that prayer. Not only that, he bought an FM station and had me on an FM station for a year or so before he sold it. But I'm still on WJLD and IXI. One day I was driving down the street talking to my sister. I was driving down I-22. And I came on the radio, and it was on the FM station I didn't even know about. I heard the broadcast clear as day. I said, he must have bought another station. See, the law was the Lord said, I've given you a louder voice. He didn't charge me any more than he did in the first place. And I thank God for that. And God, I believe God's going to bless him for that. And the blessings of God is on his life too. And I thank God for him, his family, and I thank God for the people he used to honor our faith. So, when you set your will don't have to be like it was. You don't have to be up and down. There is a way, I promise you, to get rid of the junk, the things you don't like. There's a way to kill it. He said the will can be developed, encouraged. If you're doing good, do better. It can be encouraged. And it can be discouraged. If you're thinking about things that ain't right, that will can be discouraged. And if you don't watch it, Satan will try to discourage your persistence. So consider these things. Fill your heart with the word, the love of God, and his wisdom. And your will will form. You're making better choices, and your will will form out. It will form out. It will form. It don't just stay with you. When you make choices, remember something. Today, the choices that you make, the quality choices, there's a future attached to it. The miserable choices, The Laodicean made a future. Their future was attached to their miserable choices, their wretched choices, their choices that caused them to be poor, blind, and naked. One day,